This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. The National Football League is having to pony up as much as $120 million in revenue to the players' shared compensation pool after an audit by the Players Association uncovered a fake exemption created outside of the collective bargaining agreement. The IRS audited nearly 10% of returns of those with income of more than $1 million per year, compared with 7.5% the year before. Overall, the IRS audited less than 1% of nearly 147 million individual returns in 2015, the lowest rate in a decade. In 1992, one of 12 women worked past the age of 65. Currently, the number is one out of seven. The Department of Labor estimates it will be one of five by 2024, or 6.3 million workers, which they describe as a stunning development. Once out of bed, we check our phones 221 times a day, an average of every 4.3 minutes, according to a United Kingdom study. Donald Trump swept the Nevada caucuses with a 2-to-1 margin over his closest competitors, Senators Rubio and Cruz. Senate Republican leaders declare there will be no confirmation hearings, no vote, not even a courtesy meeting with President Obama's nominee to replace Justice Antonin Scalia. Strengthening Apple's arguments, it has now become public that in addition to the San Bernardino phone, there are nine other phones the FBI wants unlocked. New York City has also jumped into the mess, saying there are 175 iPhones they want unlocked by Apple. A Silicon Valley venture capitalist locked in a battle with the state of California over access to a prime stretch of beach that was popular with surfers, swimmers, and fishermen before he bought it and closed it, has proposed a price to restore public access, $30 million. About 8 years ago, Vinod Khosla, a founder of Sun Microsystems, snapped up a prime 53-acre parcel of Martin's Beach for $37.5 million. With 97% of the ballots counted from a referendum held in Bolivia on whether or not to allow President Evo Morales to run for a fourth term, he was losing by 52% to 48%, according to election officials. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke. This bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.